Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Bell. Nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That time of year.
I didn't hear Cassidy. What do you say?
Sun is shining. It's the first day of the Masters and it's playoff hockey. It's that time of year. You can feel it, can't you?
It's a great week. I told you, April's the best month on the calendar every year. The busiest and the best. A little bit of everything going on here in the month of April. It's a lot to like.
We're going to start with Bruins, folks. So you want to weigh in on this series? You want to get start to get game ready? Start doing it now. 617-779-0985. We got you covered all the way up until Dunkin' Donuts pregame at 6:30, and then they drop the puck shortly after 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We'll give you a bonus half hour as well. Felger and Maz are going to go to 6:30. Sorry, Maz, no baseball reporters.
No, don't sweat it.
So we'll give you an extra half hour of Bruins coverage leading into the pregame at 6:30. So that's the deal. Did you watch any of the games last night?
I did. I bounced around a little bit, but the one I spent the most time on was the Columbus game. Columbus and Tampa Bay.
And do you have a takeaway?
I do have a takeaway. I mean, to me, the first one's obvious. That, like, if there's any sort of air of confidence about the Bruins going into this series, I don't know how you possibly have that. That should be the lesson to me.
Meaning, last night should have scared you?
Well, on some level, yes. Like, the good news is the door creaked open a little bit. The bad news is Tampa Bay was a historically good team during the regular season. Tampa Bay scored the most goals of any team in the league in 23 years. Their goal differential was the best in 13 years. They won 62 games. They're an absolute wagon. Everybody looked at Tampa Columbus and said, well, that's going to be leading a lamb to slaughter, for crying out loud. And what happened? They went up 3-0 in the first period. He said, well, here you go, exactly what we expect. And then, boom, complete reversal.
So should that give you hope that Tampa's vulnerable?
Well, on some level, but it also should indicate to you that there are people acting like Bruins Maple Leafs is a slam dunk. And maybe that's hyperbole, but that the Bruins will win the series and they're comfortable with that arrangement. And I say arrangement meaning the matchup.
Yeah.
And I say, how could you possibly be comfortable? Last year's series went 7 games. I reviewed generally the history between the teams of the last 2 years. It's 4-4 in the regular season.
Okay, but just before you get to that, I'm just trying to again mine this thing about last night should scare you. Because I agree, but not, I'm trying to figure out what would scare me is the level of play. The level of play, and I watch mostly the Tampa-Columbus game, a little Pittsburgh. I was bouncing around, not that I saw all of this, but sort of following it. The level of play in that Columbus game was so intense to me. And Columbus has this combination of – they got some big guys. So they have this combination of size and speed. And when Tampa's going, they're so good. And I watch those two play, and I say, you can't skate with these teams. And I just – that's sort of my defeatist attitude. You obviously can. You obviously can and will compete with those teams. But the level of play is just so intense and so high. And you forget it every time until you watch that first playoff game. And then it's like, bam, my God, do these teams get after it. And some of the goaltending I thought last night, Bobrovsky, was out of his boobies. And I watched Bobrovsky play. I said, well, you don't have a goalie that could do that. And so just like the whole thing, like that's what sort of intimidates me, is that, wow, you know, you just forget the level of play. But the Bruins can reach it. So, like, you know, you'll see it tonight that, you know, they can get there too. But so again, Maz, though, last night scares you because...
Because the gap between 1-8 in the NHL isn't as big as everyone thinks
it
is.
I see what you're saying.
It's just not that the league doesn't work that way. And so, again, like it's a classic case of some teams have talent and get on a roll, and then other teams amp their level of play in the playoffs.
So what you're saying is, if Tampa over Columbus ain't a slam dunk, how can Bruins over Toronto be a slam dunk?
Bingo.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
I get it.
I'm sorry I didn't get quite to that conclusion as quickly as you would like.
I'm dumb.
But to me, absolutely, there are no slam dunks. In the NHL come playoff time, there are none. It doesn't exist, let alone between two teams who have met 15 times in the last, you know, year plus.
Okay.
And it's 8-7 Bruins.
So you've done that work in the last 2 years. Just the cumulative is what?
8-7. 8-7 Bruins. And the home team has generally won 75% of the time. In the case of the Bruins, they're 6-2 here, and the Leafs are 5-2 up there. So the only real difference in the Bruins and the Leafs is the Bruins have had one extra home game.
You're considering the two regular seasons and the playoffs last year.
And I know it's not apples to apples because postseason hockey is different than regular season hockey. But I just think that this thing in a lot of ways is a coin flip. It really is. And I know so we go into it and say, well, Bruins have cup aspirations. They have legitimate cup aspirations. Like, I don't have concerns about the Bruins' ability to elevate their game to playoff level. I mean, to me, that's who they've been sort of under Cassidy. You'll get an honest effort. Now, do they have the talent to beat a team like Tampa? I don't know. It doesn't feel like it, but we'll see. Tampa may not even get there. You know, now, do I think last night means that Tampa's in trouble? Not yet. Ask me later in the series. But, Mike, they had two losses all year going into the third period. They were 39-2-2. Okay, when they were ahead going into the third, it was over. When they were ahead coming out of one, it was over. I think they had like one loss all year come up when they were ahead after one or, you know, whatever. So, but it's something like that. So the point is, all that crap gets completely thrown out the window, like gone.
And ergo, your quote unquote success against Toronto goes out the window.
I think so. I just think that it is, you literally live by, you know, the tips of your fingers at this time of year in every single game. And it's a joy to watch. I mean, it is dynamite.
Some of that stuff last night was just, I mean, again, you know how good it is, you know how intense it is, and then you watch it and you're reminded. And then if you want to be a little snide about it, you say, where the hell's this been for the last 6 months? But it's, you'll find that this is, in some respects, the best round of hockey there is. This is the best time. We had five games last night. Four underdogs won, by the way.
I was just going to say that. Like, again, Dallas beat Nashville.
Four underdogs won last night. So you can't tell who's going to win. The intensity is through the roof. And as the playoffs go on, I mean, it's always good. It's all good. But it does dissipate a little bit because these are human beings and they can't keep that up. And they don't. They don't keep it up. And there's ebbs and flows. But when you come out of the gates in these series, it's so good. I mean, damn. And you just – Columbus is a little scary to me. I mean – yeah, like Foligno and Anderson, those guys have size, never mind the speed and the skill of Panarin. And then the goaltending of Bobrovsky, when he got hot, when he got going, you know, in the first period he was a little fighting it a little bit. But when he got his rhythm, yikes. You see the save he made at the buzzer of the second period? It was a buzzer beater. I mean, it was just, I think it was Stamkos' doorstep. And Bobrovsky made this save at the buzzer. I was like, oh, God.
To me, the second period's when Columbus won the game. Because that could have gotten away from them right then and there. That game could have been 5-1 after two periods. You know, it was the second period is when they really made it a game.
Okay, so here's a question for you and the people. You can weigh in whatever you want, but I'll just frame it this way. Who's got the most pressure on him in this series? And, you know, this series, you could beat Toronto if you want. Can I answer first?
Sure.
Most of the pressure's on the Toronto side.
So I think it's on the Leafs.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm just not talking about teams. I'm talking about individuals. If the Bruins lose, we'll chirp about Cassidy a little bit. His regular season acumen would not have quite translated to the playoffs, and we'll say, ooh, okay, now this is something Cassidy has to prove, and we'll get a little antsy with Cassidy. But no one's going to call for his job. If the Leafs lose,
Babcock,
you read some of the Toronto stuff, he's not a guarantee. They're talking about letting him go if they're one and done again. They're talking about letting Mike Babcock go. He might be coaching for his job up there. And I don't think Cassidy is. Babcock's got more pressure than Cassidy does. John Tavares, hometown hero, coming home, big contract. Puts up all these right. He scored 50 goals, didn't he?
47.
He scored almost. He sniffed 50 goals. You know, superstar comes to the Leafs to change matters. He's got more pressure on him than any single player in Boston. I'd say Austin Matthews.
Matthews has a ton on him. See, I think there's a lot on Matthews.
Okay, so maybe it's more Matthews than Tavares, but I think there's more pressure on those guys than any singular guy here in Boston. So I think most of the pressure is on the Toronto side. I really do.
Yeah, I think it's on the Leafs more than the Bruins. I mean, I'm not saying there's zero on the Bruins, but if you're doing it as it starts out as a balance and then it has to tip one way or the other, it's Toronto. It goes to Toronto. You can't have a market with a team that is that important, having not won a cup in as long as they haven't won one, with a high-profile coach that they brought in, you know, one of the great talents to come out of the draft in recent years, sign a premium free agent on top of it to alleviate some of the problems, and then go in and lose again? To me, it's Toronto. Now that said, which is another reason, though, again, because I always come at it from the home point of view, and what does that mean, and, you know, is that good or bad? And I always look at it as bad. It's bad. Because sooner or later, they have to break through. They have a lot to prove, and I understand there's burden and there's lead sewn into that Toronto uniform. Like, we've talked about, certain franchises have that burden of wearing that jersey, and that's one of them. In fact, that might be one of the great ones left in pro sports.
Absolutely, Maz.
Like, that's a franchise that is just, they find ways to blow it.
And I'm telling you, and the analogy's been made a million times, so I'm sorry to repeat it, but they're the Red Sox, not the Cubs. Their experience is not lovable losers. It is anger and animosity and antagonistic, but, you know, between the media and the team and the fans and the team, that's the equation there. And so you say Babcock, who's the national team coach up there, he's taken a young team and taken them into the playoffs now. Is this the third straight year, second straight year, whatever? He's got them. He's got them ticking up. He's done his job, you know, for the most part. Because just because you draft high is no guarantee. Just ask Edmonton and Buffalo and teams like this. So Babcock took those high picks and took that young talent and has him in the playoffs and performing well in the regular season. It's not like he's failed. But if you don't start winning in the postseason up there, they'll axe your ass. So he's got more pressure than Cassidy, and those players have more. But if I'm just asking you on the Bruins, outside of the goalie, and I'll leave you with this, what player outside of the goalie has the most pressure on him for the Bruins?
So I think pressure on the Bruins.
It's a hard one, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of guys that I think are hugely important that have to produce for them to win.
So you know what? Since you're hesitating, think about it. Hold your thoughts.
I mean, there were three guys that popped to my head right away, but I'll wait.
We'll get Maz's three. We'll get your thoughts. It's playoff hockey, folks. How do you feel about that? I know how you feel about it. We'll talk to you about it right after these words. It's Felger and Maz from the Garden.
Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, Bruins Game Day on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
From the center of the hockey universe, Felger and Maz. This is Bruins Game Day. Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
15 left. All season long, the Bruins have been resilient. All season long, the Boston Bruins have found a way. Tonight, trailing, heading into the third period, the Boston Bruins make it happen. The Bruins win it in game 7. 7. Victory 7-4 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Goodbye, Toronto. Hello, Tampa.
That's game 7 last year. The Bruins pull another one out of their ass against the Toronto Maple Leafs. It is amazing the confidence people have in this series when, really, you were lucky to win the last two. Out of your rectum. Okay? And we'll relive some of these wins here today. There was the one from last year. We'll relive 2013 later on this hour with probably the greatest reaction in the history of sports talk radio. Big Jim Murray in Atlanta. Remember this? Might as well.
It got him the job.
And at the time, I thought it was going to get me fired.
6 years ago this week, or at this month anyway. We'll play that later on this hour. Who has the most pressure on the Bruins? Quickly.
Okay, so the way I say it is, who am I going to be most irritated by at the end of this series if he sucks? And the answer to me is Marchand. Like, that Marchand to me, if he played poorly and it cost him a series or was a significant factor, and that's other than the goalie, right?
Yeah, right. Than the mask, of course.
Then Marchand to me is a big one. You know, he had a good regular season in terms of keeping his nose out of trouble, and then a 100-point year, and you're going to come in and suck in the playoffs.
Who's 2 and 3?
So to me, the key guys I look at are Krejci and McAvoy. Like, I said this to you off the air the other day. I did a radio thing in Toronto the other day where they said to me, draft a defenseman in the series, and who would you pick first? And I said, McAvoy. I think McAvoy's ceiling on both ends as a two-way defenseman is higher than any other defenseman in this series. And so you can't be that going in and then suck. So it's time. You know, he's been around a little bit now. You know, he was impressive as a rookie in the playoffs the first year. He's had trouble staying on the ice. Last year he was injured. Now, to the best of my knowledge, no issue. Played better in the second half down the stretch. Right? Like, you know, all of it. McAvoy, give me something or show me you're this guy. These are the games.
Yeah, if we're picking people that aren't Tuukka Rask, for me it's Krejci number one. Considering the season he had, and it's his best season in years, and what he's been able to do in prior postseasons, he's got to produce. He has to.
Highest paid player coming off a career year. Krejci's on my list.
Oh, he's huge. And then the other element, the Bruins went after Tavares during the offseason. Krejci, you know, I think that helped catch his attention. Now here you are, and he's on the other side, Krejci. Like, let's go.
Okay, there it is. There's some opening thoughts for you. What are yours? Jake in East Boston, lead us off. What do you got?
Gentlemen, I am very disappointed in the level of doubt you have for the Bees. I am very disappointed. Murray is driving the train. You have less than 5 hours to get on the train. We're going all the way to June. Let's go, Bees!
Okay, Dave.
So when he says disappointed in the level of doubt, does he mean it's not high enough? Well, like, you know, I'm starting to... Again, I'm sorry. These things, like, if we've forgotten, these things can be a total coin flip when you get two good teams.
If you had to pick it, who would you pick?
I'd pick the Bruins in 7 because Game 7's here. And again, based on what I was looking at this morning, 15 games in the last 2 years they've played. The Bruins have won 8, the Leafs have won 7, and the difference is that one extra game has been played here. Like,
I mean, I have the Bruins. They should win. I think they're a more complete team. They're playing really well. I think they've got a lot of things going for them. They have home ice, which, you know, doesn't usually matter in hockey. I think in this particular series it does. And I mean this series between these two teams, as your numbers point out. So I got them. But I'm not overconfident. I'm not sitting here like, you know, watching Tampa Columbus, like, you know, bring those guys on.
The Bruins are more balanced, too. That's a big thing,
absolutely,
too.
But that Tampa Columbus game last night, woof. Charlie in the car, you got a thought on that?
Yeah. Last night is a definition, for example, of why playoff hockey is the greatest sport ever. Vasilevsky is the biggest mental midget I have ever seen in my life. The moment the guy faces a little bit of adversity and pressure, folds fast, fuck. But as far as tonight, this is going to be even better. The only two original six teams in the playoffs going head to head. I mean, this is just what it's all about. If you can't get excited,
you're right. If you can't get excited for this, you don't like hockey, which is fine. Vasilevsky, I think he's one of the best goalies in the league. I think he's elite. But let's see that playoff thing. I don't, you know, this is xenophobic. I'm sorry. So this sounds kind of bad, but I'm a bad person. I don't trust the Russians. I don't. There's just something. And, but you know, I'd say the same thing about Bobrovsky, who, starting the second period last night, was out of his brassier.
I mean, ridiculous.
Oh, my God, was he tremendous. You know, once he found his rhythm in the second period, just stole him. Helped steal him that game. And he's been one of the best goalies. You know, I think both Bobrovsky and Vasilevsky have been one of the best, have been two of the three or four best goalies in the league for the last 2 or 3 years. And just, you know, complete package. But some of those on Vasilevsky, it's like, where were you?
So, oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, that's what struck me is like all of a sudden it felt like the goaltending thing totally tipped. And, you know, you get Bobrovsky making all kinds of ridiculous stops in that game. And then the other thing is, you know, sneaky good. Columbus's D is sneaky good. They get some good defensemen.
No. Not sneaky good. I love it's Werenski, right?
Yes.
Who I love.
Seth Jones.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
They have good defensemen.
We have got Frank the Tank. What are your thoughts on the eve of the playoffs there, Frank?
Well, I watched last night, and I watched as much as I could. I was going crazy flipping back and forth watching all the games. And I did catch a lot of the Columbus game last night, and, you know, John Tortorella teams, you know, he gets his guys into the shooting lanes. They block a lot of shots, and, you know, Tampa Bay came out last night, you know, with, as Jack would say, a bee under their bonnet, but, you know, Bobrovsky, I mean,
Frank, how much did you love, it was Girardi and Dubinsky, right? Didn't they go right at it in like the first 5 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, it was, it's unbelievable. I really, really wish that they would all go back to just despising one another again. It makes it so much better. But, you know, in terms of tonight, speaking about despising, if Backus isn't going to play tonight, keep your eye on Nazem Kadri. Those two have had a thing going on for the past few years, even when Backus was in St. Louis. So keep your eye out on that. See what Kadri does tonight. But the key to winning tonight, it's like what I said. In this series, it's going to be the goaltending. They are a high-powered offense, and Rask is going to have to play like we know that he can play. No excuses tonight.
Okay. I think that's just obvious. You know, we've talked about it a lot. There's no need to belabor it today. But, you know, that is, you know, the goaltending thing is self-evident.
Kadri scares me.
And he should. He's, you know, he's Marchand with a little less skill but a little more sturdiness, and he's been around the block and knows you and playoff ready. You know, that's an intangible guy. And he plays with Marleau, who's played a ton, you know, obviously tons of experience there. So you should respect that. Toronto's deeper than you at the forward group. They just are. But back to that, you know, the first 5-10 minutes last night, it was like, you know, Tampa's this high-flying team, record-setting points, hugely offensive team. Inside of 5 minutes, Girardi is taking on his former teammate Dubinsky. They're fighting. He drops him. Tampa goes on the PK, so they're down a man. They score shorthanded,
right?
And it's like, and then I don't know, whatever. 5-10 minutes later, there's another goal, and it's like, oh, forget about it. You know, Tampa has it all. They have it all. I love their goalie. I love their physicality. I love how they, you know, they get it. They respond. They're offensive. They're physical. Their D roster's great. I mean, I love Tampa. And then they give away a 3-goal lead at home and lose.
Right, and they had, again, they got one late in the period too. They were 3-0 going into the locker room. And then all of a sudden, it just had totally flipped. Bobrovsky made a couple of huge hits. Because, again, that game could have gotten away from him in the second period. And then all of a sudden, it's 3-1. They made it 3-2, and I went, whoa. And I heard that one in the car. And then when they tied it, I said, you've got to be kidding. And I was still waiting for Tampa to win it. Still waiting.
Of course.
It was stunning to me that that went that way.
Chris in the car on the Bees. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? To piggyback off of what you guys were saying about Columbus and Tampa, I think this is a great matchup because if they can go 7 games, you know, I think that could take the wind out of Tampa's sails moving forward in the playoffs. But my question is for you guys is we're playing Toronto. They are maybe a little bit different than they were last year. Is our style of playing the same?
So Toronto's no different. You're cutting out too. I don't think Toronto's any different necessarily. They're just kind of better. You know, Tavares makes him deeper and more explosive. And Morgan Riley, their number one D, had a great offensive year, but they're still really shaky back there. You know, defensively speaking, they're not good in their own end. Their defensemen are not good defensive defensemen. They got some guys who can play offensively, but they're not good defensive defensemen. And Anderson is still a question mark. I think they're the same team, just more of it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, the rich got richer in terms of their forward group. So, like, you know, and it feels now, and I wonder what this does for Matthews. I think Matthews is a big guy in the series. Last year, he sucked. We were looking at the numbers during the break. He was a -4 in the series. He had 2 points and 1 goal. Like, and I think he had a shoulder thing late last year too, right? So I don't know, maybe there was some residual of that. But like now, he's sort of slotted a little differently because of Tavares. A
lot of pressure on that guy.
Right. So I think, to me, Matthews is a huge, huge variable in this series.
Okay, we're leading Bruins. We're going to do Bruins all day long with your calls. Two open lines at 617-779-0985. We have some other things to get to later on in the program, including more visits today at Gillette from players who you should be interested in. The details here in the update, and we're back to get back to your call.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Broadcasting live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio. It's Felger and Mass. Bruins Game Day on your home of the Bees. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's back. Golf's most prestigious event. And with the return to Augusta comes the crowd's most obnoxious asshole. It's time once again for the Mazsters.
I'm back, bitches! Time to stuff my face with pimento cheese sandwiches and suck down some beers. Can I get an amen? Corner! Screw you all! You know it's funny! Hey, Tiger! Is this the year you win a major? You're a washed-up bum. Your back is so shot, you'll probably throw it out doing missionary. Oh, look who it is. Justin Rose. A rose by any other name would stink like feet. You bum. You can't win this tournament. Never have, never will. You suck. Fowler! Ricky Fowler! Where's your fiance? Where's Allison Stoke? More like Allison Smoke! Wow! You lucky bastard, you! Hey, Tommy Fleetwood! You don't even belong here! You're a Fleetwood hack! Hideki Matsuyama, hey, four straight top 20 finishes. Not bad. Too bad that Sayaku Duna. Sayaku Duna, that's right. You suck.
The Mazsters, a tradition in being a jerk, unlike any other.
Oh, it is a great time of year, Anthony, isn't it?
Oh, the best. Please. I like the, you know, I like the major golf tournaments on top of it, but then NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, the start of baseball, the football draft. Like, what? If there isn't something for you in the month of April, you suck.
How's Tiger doing? Murray, you got an update for me?
He is currently tied in ninth place with, it looks like, about
at least 12 other golfers.
What's his score?
1 under through 12.
1 under through 12.
So leaders at minus 3 for the day.
Okay. It really... you know, that's obviously less important than him not crapping himself and taking himself out of the tournament on day one.
Just don't blow it.
So he's in it. There's your Mazsters update. Back to your phones, as promised. Adam in Rhode Island on the Bees. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, so yesterday you guys were talking with Ty, and he had a pretty good idea, I thought, about how the fluidity available in the forward lines is actually a positive for the Bruins because they could switch it up as necessary. And then just one more thing. Buckle up, bitches. It's going to be a long 2 months.
Okay. Hopefully. Hopefully. The thing about the lines, Ty's point about, you know, because I'm one of those who wants Pastrnak with Krejci. I want them to spread out the scoring and spread out the wealth there a little bit. Too much on that first line, and they had trouble with secondary scoring last year. So give Krejci a real winger. Krejci's on a, you know, career year. And so looks like he's back, at least for now. And so give him a real winger and, you know, balance out the scoring. And Ty Anderson says, why would you do that when Toronto doesn't have a shutdown pair? Toronto doesn't have shutdown personnel. So they can't rub out the one line. Tampa can. And so when you get to Tampa, maybe that's when you give Krejci Pastrnak and you spread it out to try and thin out Tampa's ability to shut your one line down, which makes sense. And so Toronto doesn't have it. Toronto doesn't have that defensive defenseman, doesn't have that shutdown D, doesn't have, you know, Kadri's line can do it, but that's not what they do. They usually put Matthews' line out against Bergeron, and they get smoked. They got absolutely smoked last year.
So I want to see what they choose here. What, you know, as much as they can in these games here, up there it'll be a little different.
So Ty's point was just, you know, keep that until Toronto proves they can stop it. And if they can't, then you keep it. But then again, and then I was listening to this, the Buzzard last night, Adam Jones, he had a good counter. He said, you should have lost that series last year. I mean, or you easily could have. I mean, it came down to the third period of the seventh game. And they couldn't stop the... It was a coin flip series. So why don't you try and improve on that? So why don't you want balance scoring against this team either? And maybe it's not a seven-game series. So I don't know. I keep going back and forth. I want Pastrnak with Krejci. You know, I get Ty's point, but at the end of the day, I do want Pastrnak with Krejci sooner than later.
I mean, so you know what? Maybe that's what you do when you go up there, where they get last change and they can dictate the matchups a little more. Maybe you make it harder for them up there. Like, I don't know. I'm wondering. I'm sort of thinking out loud as
well,
we go.
At least we have a coach who's not afraid to do it. That we know. Pat in the car on the Bruins. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, guys. I want to just say one thing real quick. Tortorella has such a his game management is incredible through the game, and that's what he was able to do last night. But I believe that's going to have to be Cassidy's strength, too. He's going to have to manage this game. And how long do you think before Tuukka starts to go south that they go with Halak? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, one game. I don't think he gets a second. I just think Cassidy's been too transparent with how he's been talking for over a month about how it's a tandem and we've got two guys and Halak's postseason track record and we play the same in front of both guys and we have faith in both guys. And whenever he's asked about one guy, he always talks about the tandem. So I think the leash is short. You know, I think too many people have now made this thing like, you know, when's Halak coming? Like it's some sort of fait accompli. I'm considered in the anti-Tuukka camp, but I'm not telling you he's going to crap himself. He's a talented guy.
It's all about how he plays.
And if he puts it together, he's the guy, and he's good enough to win this series and win a cup and all of that. I mean, I've never not said that. Yeah, my issue is that it doesn't translate. And my real issue is not being able to say it without being shamed by some, you know, snooty hockey writer. You know, when the goalie is a factor in your loss, you should be able to say it. And I feel like here you get shamed for saying it. But this is Rask's team. It should be his run. And here he goes. And, I'm not telling you to start the other guy. And that's that. Let's just see Rask show it. Let's see him play the way he's capable of. That's all. And if he does that, you're fine. Mike in Hartford. Hi, Mike.
Mike, I'm kind of surprised at you. Tampa Bay is soft. They're like the Phoenix Suns with Steve Nash in the 90s. They're all whoopsie-doo, dunkaroo, and they're no substance, and they're not going to win anything in the playoffs. I'm not saying we beat them or Columbus beats them, but they're not winning at all. And don't sleep on Columbus. They basically traded for a first line at the trade deadline.
Oh, I'm not sleeping on Columbus. I told you. That team, their combination, some of the guys that are big, some of the guys that are skilled, you know, the big guys like Foligno and Anderson, and then the skilled guys like Panarin and the goaltender when he's got his head screwed on straight, like, look out. Forget about it. But I don't know if I'd be so, you know, Tampa, they made the finals a couple years ago. They made the conference finals last year. I mean, this isn't a perennial one-and-done scrub hockey team. They haven't won a cup.
And they're not great in game ones, too. So I would caution people about taking the cheese on this last night. They're four in their last 11 playoff series, 4-7 in game ones.
Is that right?
Yeah, going back to 2013.
So maybe they got a little bit of that Blackhawks thing. When the Blackhawks were winning, they were always always falling behind in series.
Right.
And then, you know, coming back and winning them. No, Tampa's legit, but are they susceptible? I mean, again, they haven't won a cup. They made the finals in 2015. They made the conference finals last year. I can't remember what 16 and 17 did. So maybe they're getting a little close to that playoff underachiever status, a little bit.
Well, this is the big one right here, right?
I mean, this is the one they have to convert. Absolutely.
They're loaded. They're absolutely freaking loaded. And I felt, don't you think they sort of added a little grit when they brought in McDonough last year? And
yes, absolutely.
Like that's what that whole thing was about, was adding sort of some, you know, some fortitude to their defense or their decor. So, like, I don't think there were holes there. I don't think they're soft. But there might be a choke factor, which is always, you know, that's always in the mix.
Okay, it's Felger Maz here from The Garden, taking you all the way up until the Bruins pregame, which starts at 6:30. So we'll give you a bonus half hour tonight. Bruins will be on the table all day long. There's a couple open lines if you want to grab them at 617-779-0985. Who has the most pressure on them this series? And I think most of it's on the Toronto side, but you can weigh in on the Bruins side as well, or the Toronto side. So your thoughts on that? I'm going to have something to give away for free coming up next. A really nice giveaway for you coming up next, so you want to stay tuned for that. And we will relive one of the great victories in Boston sports history and one of the great reactions to said victory.
Tremendous.
In Boston sports history. We'll do that next in our long commercial-free segment.
Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, Bruins Game Day on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Helplinema.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
From the center of the hockey universe, Felger and Maz. This is Bruins Game Day. Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Up ahead now to Patrice Bergeron. Over the blue line to the right circle. Bergeron driving wide. Takes it in behind the net. Out of the left wing circle. Drops it off. For Sagan to the bottom of the circle, spins and puts it on net, a stick save, Reimer. Boychuk right side, a wrist shot blocked.
Reuniting Sagan with this line here.
And Bergeron a one-timer, save Reimer. Rebound loose at the top of the crease. Wrist shot, score! Bergeron! In game seven, and the Bruins win the series!
So we all remember that, 2013 Bruins.
Still get chills listening to it.
Down three goals in the third period. You're down three goals with
10 minutes left.
10 minutes left. Horton made it 5-3 at the 9:18 mark of the third period, which began the comeback. They scored at 9:18. Lucic scored with the goalie pulled on a little rebound at 18:38. Bergeron scored with the goalie pulled at 19:09.
I'm like a little wrister from the blue line. Remember
that? It was a high slot. It wasn't quite the blue line, but it was a wrister. Put it right underneath the bar. That tied it. They go to overtime, and Bergeron there on the rebound scores at 6:05 of overtime and completes one of the great comebacks in Boston sports history. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that.
No,
I don't think
there.
So either.
I mean, now it didn't amount to anything because you didn't win the cup. So, like, those moments to me get put in a different bin. Like, I'm sorry, Fisk's home run, you lost the series. And Bergeron in that comeback, you lost the you didn't win a championship. Okay? You didn't win a championship. So it's like those moments I put in a different.
Yeah, they can't be up there with 28-3.
You're right. I put them in a different bucket. But in terms of, you know, the degree of difficulty, down three goals with 10 minutes left of game seven?
Bananas.
You don't win those kind of games.
No, no.
That doesn't happen.
No, and you know, again, you mentioned 28-3. Like, that's the all-time of the all-time, and obviously it meant something. Like, playoff game with 10 minutes to go, three goals, two of them in the final minute and a half, basically. Ridiculous.
With the goalie pulled. I believe those last two were with Rask on the bench. Now, so we all remember, you know, where we were and how we were, you know. Well, first let me ask you this. Does that loss factor in this series at all? Does last year's loss factor in this series?
Yep.
Well, I think the later we get into the series, if, you know, Frederick Anderson gets a little leaky or Toronto blows a lead, hell yeah.
Just like with the Red Sox all those years, don't you think Toronto's losing is a little, gets a little self-fulfilling?
Yeah, there's a dark shadow. I'm sorry, Maz, but there's a dark shadow that looms over this franchise. And until they break through, I'm gonna remain here thinking that that exists and that hovers over them. And I know, look, the Sox did it. The Cubs broke through. Even the Washington Capitals did last year. But until that happens for them, they will remain to me to be one of the great loser tease franchises in all of sports. They exist solely to make their fans miserable until further notice.
With every loss in a series, the uniform gets a little heavier.
Yes.
Every single one.
And I think they face pressure up there that we don't fully appreciate, but it doesn't help them.
Oh, but we know it.
But it just like it didn't help the Red Sox, it doesn't help them.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely doesn't. Because you know that's all they get asked about. It'll be the first thing that comes up. Oh, here we go again. And that will irritate the crap out of the players.
Okay. I still have the giveaway to do this segment, but let's also do this. We all remember where we were and how we reacted to that comeback. I lost it a little bit right across the street watching it from the Ace Ticket Studios for NBC Sports Boston, which is where, by the way, we'll be back again tonight. Amonte and I will be back doing a Bruins postgame on NBC Sports Boston. So catch Tony and I, and we'll be right across the street again as we were 6 years ago. So
right, they tied it up!
Who was it?
Not a proud moment. That was the tying goal.
Get in there!
Who got it?
Bergeron.
Not a proud moment. So that's how I reacted. And I'm sure you all were doing the same. But again, I lost my composure a little bit. Not like Big Jim Murray, though. Big Jim Murray. Before Big Jim Murray was at the sport, you were with us like a long time ago, right?
Yeah, a year after the station started, 2010, I was part timer, in and out. Yeah,
okay, yeah, as a filling guy.
Okay, like I barely remember you then.
He was McBone.
Yeah, right, basically, yeah, I was McBone.
But Big Jim, long time, you know, Boston. If you don't know, and I didn't, he used to do morning show on FNX. You know, shock jock, rock DJ, you know, typical, carbon copy, and so. After being McBoned here at the station for a couple of years, he had to leave and get some real jobs. So you took a job in Atlanta.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. So you're born and bred Boston fan. You're in Atlanta doing a solo night show.
10 p.m. to 2 a.m. every night.
Oh, that's when he was Jones.
in Atlanta.
Yeah.
In a place where it just doesn't matter.
No, that's right.
And it's one of four sports stations, right?
It was one of three. Now only two exist, but at the time there was three sports stations.
Okay,
there,
yeah. So that is
it
like...
It was so unnecessary.
Whoa, yeah. Talk about speaking into the oblivion.
That is a tough shift. So Big Jim Murray's doing a show on this night, again, Game 7 against Toronto. He's got the game on, and this is what it sounded like. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Let me just start off by saying this. If you're not watching Game 7 playoff hockey, you really have no idea what you're missing. This what's going on right now at the Bruins-Toronto game in overtime going on in the background here. This is everything good about sports. You don't necessarily have to be a fan of either of these teams. If you just like sports and everything that's great about it, competitiveness, this is where it's at. And just the high drama. And tonight you get the Bruins down 4-1 and half of the Boston Garden filing out of that place in anger when it was 4-1 early in the third period. And then they storm back with three goals to tie it. Late in the third, and now the place is bedlam for those that stayed, and there's 15 and change left in overtime. And I'll tell you right now, considering that I have the attention span of a gnat anyway, and that I'm a Bruins fan, it's going to be a little bit difficult for me to do the show and pay attention to this game at the same time. The only other thing I can...
Can you stop right there, Jimmy, for a second?
If you listen...
So something, obviously, he's talking during the overtime's going on.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So something had just happened. There was like a near miss, and you could hear Jim sort of like...
I feel like it sounds like I'm on a roller coaster.
He said, something just happened there, and he almost lost it there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And that I'm a Bruins fan. It's going to be a little bit difficult for me to do the show and pay attention to this game at the same time. The only other thing I can say it's going to be like is if you listen the night... But I was rooting against Hugh Darvish's perfect game. I know it's Hugh Darvish, but I just like to Americanize him and call him Hugh. And then I just I erupted like a crazed person when it got blown in the bottom of the ninth by the Houston Astros. It's going to be like that because if the Bruins pull this off again, being down 4-1 in the third period here, I'm going to lose my mind. And if they lose to this inferior Toronto Maple Leafs team, I'm going to get angry and I may have to swear. So be ready on that dump button there, Daryl. Thank you very much. Easy thing for me to do is start off the show tonight and throwing out the question that I'm sure has been asked by just about every single sports radio show throughout the nation today.
Yeah! Yeah, mother... Yeah! 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 Woo! There it is. Holy... Oh, I want to swear so bad. Yeah, James... Ah, take that, Reimer, you bum. Wow, what an epic collapse. What an absolute collapse by the Toronto Maple Leafs. Suck it. Wow, holy. Oh, I want to. Ah, holy. Wow, huh? No, that's okay. You can leave it on. I'll have the restraint here not to swear. Wow, you have to feel like the biggest DB if you walked out of that place at 4-1. Holy crap. Wow, the Bruins just won at 5-4 in overtime. Who was that that got the game-winning goal? Whew, wow. Again, nothing like Game 7 overtime hockey. This is a roller coaster ride that... who had this goal? Oh, my God. Wow, that's exciting. Holy... Oh. Yeah! Is it Patrice Bergeron that got that goal?
Meanwhile, seriously, yeah. talk about ADD, right?
Sorry, so now we're back live. Meanwhile, there's, I don't know how many listeners you had, but there's...
Seven, maybe.
Well, there's, yeah, I call it hundreds. So maybe there's a fair amount of people driving around Atlanta going, what the hell is this guy doing? What?
A city that lost two hockey teams.
Oh, could care less
Couldn't
about it.
Care less. But here's what I'm going to do tonight, rather than talking about Tiger Woods, because I remember at the time that's what it was. It was like doing a...
That's what the question
was
going to be.
Yeah, it was about whether or not Tiger was back. Now, 6 years later, guess what? He's not. But yeah, it's
that I'm sure has been asked by just about every single sports radio show throughout the nation today.
Yeah! Yeah, mother! Yeah! 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 Woo! There it is!
Yeah, so I'm sidetracked. That happens. I get undressed by my boss the next day.
He was mad.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, at the end of the hour, for a time, I used to do like a five-minute a hockey talk segment, and he banned that because nobody cares about hockey. So then I do this. So I get undressed by him the next day. But then the other thing that ended up happening is that it helped me get this gig, and it becomes like a viral sensation up here. So while I spent the night sweating it out and being like, oh, man, I'm going to get an earful for this, and I did, and then this happened.
So, you actually got in trouble for that.
Oh, yeah, no, I worked for one of the great a-holes I've ever worked for in all my years in radio down there.
Well,
take that, Reimer, you bum.
Yeah, and so it'd be the equivalent of Jones like celebrating a Winnipeg Jets win,
I guess,
or something, right? We'd be like, "What the hell are you doing?"
It was 2 minutes, 10 o'clock at night. What the hell else do they expect?
Oh, God, I mean, no, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! There it is.
So the woo, like, was that deliberately Ric Flair or no?
No, I just, that was just...
Oh, that sounds just like it. We need to make that a drop, the Murray Woo.
All right, so anyway.
Yeah, did you ever see, just quick, did you ever see the movie Whiplash about the drummer and he just gets like berated by his teacher? Watch that movie, because that's what my experience in Atlanta was like, getting yelled at every single day.
Jesus.
Something like this happened, it was like, he did everything but beat me.
I do love, though, it is very Boston, though, to immediately start ragging on the opponent. Like, it's not that you won. It's, oh, Reimer, you bum, suck it.
Oh, take that, like, Reimer, you bum.
It's immediately the first reaction.
Yep, dump on the other guy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelpline.com. MA.org.
Looking for hope?
House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new Business Hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.